coming up on the KUCB News, the city gets a new planning director, and women will soon be eligible for every job in the U.S. military. We look at how that'll impact the Army in Alaska. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 22 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair, 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Greta Mart with some local news on Tuesday, December 15, 2015. The new head of the Unalaska Planning Department is Anthony Grande. Grande was named planning director this week. He fills the position after the former planning director, Aaron Reinders, was named assistant city manager earlier this month. Grande came to Unalaska in 2013 to take a job as planning administrator. Born and raised in Wisconsin, Grande started his university days studying geography and math. But after deciding to go into planning, he earned a master's in urban planning and policy at the University of Chicago. Grande also completed an internship with the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning. He says after earning a master's, he looked for jobs across the country, open to moving to an unfamiliar place and adopting a new way of life. Now that he's been promoted, Grande says he will take on some unfamiliar duties.
To be planning director, you know, you have to manage people, and I'll be managing two employees now, which will be kind of new for me. But I think I have the skills for it. You know, I feel comfortable, you know, communicating and working with people. And, you know, it's a lot of communication.
Earlier this month, Grande earned an important professional qualification from the American Institute of Certified Planners. In order to earn the certification, Grande needed a master's degree and 2 years of work experience, and to take an exam, which he did last month in Anchorage.
That's something that I've been working at getting ever since, well, before I came out here. I'm excited. It's kind of great to finally accomplish that goal that I've been working at for so long.
Now that Grande is planning director, he'll serve as one of the key department heads at City Hall.
I'm excited about the role and the position. It's going to expand a lot about the type of work that I get to do. And yeah, I feel confident. I feel comfortable in the position, and look forward to having a fully staffed planning department in the future.
Tomorrow will be Grande's first day on the job in his new role. Starting next year, all positions in the military will be open to women, everything from tank drivers to Navy SEALs. The decision by Secretary of Defense Ash Carter ends gender prohibitions on about 10% of all military jobs. And as KSK's Zachariah Hughes reports, it could have a big impact on the Army in Alaska.
I'm a 74 Alpha, which is a chemical, biological, nuclear, and radiological officer.
First Lieutenant Elizabeth Eldridge sits inside a metal cage. It's marked by biohazard signs and secures stocks of gas masks and other equipment that you might need if your job involves spotting chemical weapons.
I came into the military through ROTC from Northern Michigan University, and I've been in the Army for 2 years.
Eldridge is part of the first wave of women allowed to apply to become Army Rangers, one of the most taxing elite programs in the armed forces. Last summer, the first two women in U.S. history completed it. Eldridge applied as soon as she could, and after passing local tests in Alaska, went to Fort Benning in Georgia for a second round of screening earlier this year. She says things got tough early on in a 12-mile march.
Our rucks were probably 60 pounds. About 4 miles into the ruck, I wasn't sure I was going to finish. Couldn't keep my ruck on my back. It was dark outside. People were yelling at me, telling me that I wasn't going to make it. But I crossed probably 10 minutes before the time limit.
Eldridge failed out of that pre-course twice before ever making it to the official ranger program, which is par for the course. Most soldiers have to try multiple times before a small minority of them ever make it through school. Eldridge is tough. Her work involves identifying weapons of mass destruction, and she's certified to parachute into war zones. But that isn't enough. Like the Green Beret or Special Forces, the Rangers are one of the elite ranks that was completely closed to women. And Eldridge says that finally being allowed to test her limits is part of why she thinks it's worth putting herself through the gauntlet at all.
I initially wanted to do it because people told me that I couldn't. I don't like people saying you can't do something. I wanted to prove them wrong.
Now, Eldridge says, elite combat positions will finally be open to soldiers who best qualify for the job.
There's no DOD policy now that's telling us you can't even try.
Well, we have to look at every job in the Army as being gender neutral.
Lieutenant Colonel Alan Brown is a spokesman for the Army in Alaska. Across the full military, about 15% of personnel are women, and that tracks about the same for the Army. But women are spread unevenly around different jobs. Public affairs, for example, tends to have more female soldiers and officers. Infantry units, like the two stationed here in Alaska, tend to be way, way more male-dominated, if not exclusively male. Of the 3,800 soldiers in the combat brigade at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, just 185 are women, less than 5%. But Brown says the recent conflicts abroad have blurred the lines between combat and non-combat roles in war zones, chipping away at resistance to women on the battlefield.
And this is kind of a non-event for a lot of us.
Brown says, similar to past integration measures in the armed forces, scrapping the prohibitions on gender will expand the pool of qualified candidates.
It just opens up the number of people that have got your back.
Criticism of the issue is focused on whether women can meet the standards for field combat, whether that's the physical strength it takes to carry a wounded soldier or the endurance required to make tactical decisions after foregoing sleep and food for days. Eldridge actually agrees with some of that criticism. She doesn't want standards eroded either.
Personally, and a lot of the other women that I know that have tried, whether it be Ranger School or whatever, are individuals that don't want the standards to change. We want to earn it the way that it is now and not have it handed to us.
Overall, Alaska has about 22,000 Armed Forces personnel, counting all the branches and reserves. Spokesperson for the Air Force says they expect the changes to be super minimal for their operations, but the Army is different. Not only are there a lot of new infantry positions now open to women, but one of the two brigades is currently restructuring. The next year or two, as more women decide whether they want jobs as cavalry scouts or in field artillery or as rangers, the makeup of Alaska's Army could look a lot different.
The culture of the Army is going to take a while to change, but it's that sense of unknown because it hasn't happened.
Eldridge is planning to reapply for Ranger School in the year ahead. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And that's the news from On Alaska. I'm Greta Mart. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.
Do you have a news tip, photos, or video to share with the community? Call up the tip line at 581-6700